We live in a culture that sends us a double message regarding the pelvis. Our moral code and the combination of social and cultural conventions tell us that the pelvis should remain still and be ignored. Certain movements imply sexual misbehavior. You are loose. You are trouble. You are low class. We are told that good girls don't wiggle. And of course, real men would never sway, wiggle, or roll the pelvis in public. But the worlds of pop culture and fashion invite the other extreme. Fashion models walk with the pelvis thrust forward. Music videos feature both sexes with wildly gyrating pelvises. The world's reaction to the young Elvis Presley was a perfect example of our confusion. He was vilified as scandalous. Ed Sullivan made sure he was broadcast only from the waist up. His nickname was Elvis the Pelvis. Yet millions of people to this day admire not just his music, but his persona, including his famous wiggle. The confusion surrounding the appropriate movement of the pelvis and how that affects human function could fill a book. For our purposes, I'd like to invite you to consider the following. 1. Your pelvis is the geographic center of your body. Structurally, it is the core of your mobility and strength. Walking, running, sports, and dancing are just a few daily activities that are affected by pelvic mobility or pelvic restriction. 2. Your pelvis contains your reproductive organs. It is therefore the most active part of you during sex. An inability to freely engage the pelvis during sex can limit the participation of the rest of the self, as well as leading to various compulsive habits around one's sexual personality. 3. Your pelvis also contains organs of digestion and elimination. Your body's sphincters are powerful muscles that send information about holding and letting go throughout your nervous system. These sphincters connect to your pelvic floor and inform many functions, both muscularly and internally. Tension in your pelvic floor, or tension in other areas causing a collapse of the pelvic floor, leads to bladder problems, incontinence, prolapse, and more. There are many programs available that address each of the above in depth. The lessons on these CDs are designed to introduce you to the varied possibilities for movement contained within the pelvis and its impact on the rest of you. They will provide you with tools to reclaim the power contained in your center. You may find that doing these exercises will help relieve pain you may not have realized is related to pelvic movement. You will discover new options for walking, and you will be able to rely on your core strength without strenuous exercise. These exercises are a first step towards a more integrated sexuality. As you master these exercises, it is my sincere hope that you seek out a local teacher of the Feldenkrais method who can help direct your learning further in whichever aspect of pelvic function you wish to improve. There are a few things to know about these lessons. They are called awareness through movement lessons and were developed over 40 years of research by Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais. The Feldenkrais method is a completely safe movement education system that has helped thousands of people around the world, from the severely injured to high-performance professionals. To ensure maximum enjoyment of these lessons, here are a few suggestions. 1. Before beginning, clear a space for yourself on the floor. Choose a carpeted area, or lay down a mat or some blankets, as much as you need to make a pleasant experience. If you can't lie on the floor, you can do these exercises in bed, but it will occasionally limit your ability to use your legs. It's better to do that than to not try at all. If your head needs extra support, have a folded-up towel to put under your head. A small couch pillow can also work. You don't want something too high or too fluffy. 2. Have your remote nearby. You may want to rest longer, repeat a section, or take more time in a sequence than is on the recording. You want to do the lesson at your pace, following your interests. 3. Less is more. This is a very important principle in Feldenkrais lessons. We are accustomed to more is better and tend to force or push ourselves to the limit in order to, quote, achieve results. The paradox here is that if you move less, stay within your comfort range, never go to your limit, you will accomplish much, much more. Pain is your body saying no. While in life, sometimes we need to push past pain in order to achieve, when doing awareness through movement lessons, the opposite is true. Honor your body's intelligence. 4. Rest whenever you want. While there are many rests included, each person has his or her own limit for how long to do a movement, how long to rest. Rests are crucial to the learning process. They're not just hanging out, but an opportunity for your nervous system to integrate the experience. 5. If you find that a movement is painful, don't do it. You can imagine it. We'll talk about imagination more on the recording, but consider this fact. The nervous system interprets intention as action. That means that if you clearly imagine a movement, it is as if you have done it. I hope you enjoy these CDs. The Feldenkrais Method changed my life, and I hope it helps you discover new options for your life as well.